Hello.
Oh, hi, Jacinto. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm excellent. Thank you for asking. I was just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
I think I got a new card, ma'am.
Oh, no wonder. Okay. I can update it for you. Do you have the new card on you now?
I should have it. But I was trying to speak to someone on your behalf. Because there's a lot of people who offer y'all's they offer you guys' services.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had people give me some real good pricing. And I know I've been with you guys for a long time, and I know I pay you guys pretty good money to do my services. And I'm getting prices of like around half of what I'm paying you guys, which is I'm paying you guys $300 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I got people calling me all the time, offering me low prices. I was going to actually call you guys and reach out and see if there was some kind of way we can lower the price that I'm paying you guys.
Sure, absolutely. So I want to let you know that there's a lot of scam companies out there also that will call up and, offer a cheaper rate. But then what happens is the people that go with them are throwing the money down the toilet because those companies never contact us to get access to the Google listing. So they can't create a new one because that's a duplicate and it would hurt the businesses, right? But they
yeah.
can't do any programming on the current one if they don't contact us to get access to it. So just
yeah,
be very, very careful with those companies, you know, but one thing I can do is your program includes two components. It includes the local map section on Google, and it includes an extra $100 worth of Google ads. So what I can do is I'll lower your local SEO service subscription down to just $149 monthly, and then with the ads, it would be $249. But you have an option of if you wanted to take those extra ads off, you could, and then you would only.
And what do you mean the ads? Like, what's the ads?
So, you know, when you do a search on Google, there's a couple of companies at the very top that actually say ad next to them. So
uh-huh.
each month when you pay us $299, which, by the way, I'm lowering now to $249, then we send $100 of that directly to Google to run those ads at the top of the page. What we do with that $100 and our agreement with Google is we set a $3 a day cap on it. And that's a good thing. That's so that $100 will stretch throughout the month and that you'll never get an unexpected bill. Okay, so what happens is each morning your ads go up in all the designated areas. That's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on you, let's say, for example, the pay-per-click rate is $1 and you have a $3 a day budget, after three
yeah.
people click on you, you rotate off and other companies would rotate on. But, again, that's a good thing because that prevents you from getting a $1,000 bill at the end of the month. Now,
yeah.
once you rotate off, you're still on the first page right below the paid ads, and that's unlimited. So you don't have to worry about paying per click. The more people that click on you in the maps, the stronger your listing becomes. But right now, what I can see is that for your Google ads, in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page 9,907 times, and you've had 529 clicks to your site. And that's for that extra $100 budget that you pay us each month, okay? Then,
okay.
in the local map section of Google, in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found 3,112 times, and you've had 380 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I think you're getting, you know, very strong results out of both sections. You know, if it were me, I'd probably keep the ads. But my question to you is the local map section on Google, it is tied into your business address in Haines City. So you're being found there and in some of the, you know, immediate surrounding areas. But
because I'm looking on Google, like, I don't know how it works. So people do call me from you guys. But mm-hmm. I put up right now concrete services in Haines City, and my mine don't come up at all. Nowhere. I can't find it.
Let me look now because I'm looking at the results, and it is showing that you're ranking. So let me just look real quick. But what I was going to ask you while I'm looking this up, Jacinto, is for the Google Ads, it's showing me that we're running those in Lakeland, Davenport, Winter Haven, Lake Wales, Haines City, of course, because that's where you're located. How do you say that? Poinciana. Auburndale, Barstow, Cypress Gardens, Mulberry, Frostproof. There's 20 different areas that we're running the ads. Do you still service all those areas, or do you prefer to stay closer to Haines City?
No, I do all them areas.
Okay, so I would definitely recommend keep the ads on there then, because if you take them off, you won't get exposure. That's the benefit of having the Google Ads, is you can run them wherever you like without having an address there. So,
yeah.
And then... what I'm doing right now is I put in the same thing, concrete contractor for Haines City. And I don't see you ranking, but it could be because of the situation with the payment. Because what happens when an account goes into suspension is everything stays active. It's just that there isn't any active programming taking place. So that could be affecting you because Google changes the algorithms daily. I've seen it happen as frequent as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So every time a new revision comes through, you have a team of technicians here that updates your information and refreshes your data. And that's how we ensure that you won't fall off the first page. But ever since the 5th and what today is the 9th, none of that programming has been taking place because we're having trouble with the payments. So that could be affecting you currently. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. I didn't know. Yeah, but I mean, I've looked for it in the past, and I haven't ever, like, it's been hard to find it. So I was like, well, I mean, people call me, so it's somewhere out there in the internet. But I can never find our page.
What I'm going to do once we get off the phone is I'm going to have the technicians do a complete performance check on your account. And if there's any updates behind the scenes that will help your placement in addition to catching up on the algorithm updates that were missed, then
yes.
I'm going to have them perform those. One thing you can do on your end is to work on getting a 5-star rating on your Google listing. So what I'm going to do is I'll send you an email that will help you with that. It'll say thank you for using SCC Concrete, and if you're happy with my service, click here to, you know, leave a review. And then when your clients click that button, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple and it's just the matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out here and there to achieve that 5-star ranking on Google. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and that's where you're going to see even an explosion of results again, because now you're going to be ranking even stronger because you're starting to get that 5-star rating, and then that will help you with conversion too, you know, creating a comfortable feeling for a potential client to find you, you know, at the time they need you. So
yes,
I already adjusted the billing. Do you want to keep it with the $249 and do the ads, you know, still? Or?
Yeah. We can do that.
Okay, yeah. And I can do that for you because you're a loyalty client. You've been with us over 3 years. Normally, I couldn't adjust the pricing like that, but I absolutely will do it for you. And then for the new payment, is it still the Pear Street for the billing address? West Pear Street?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, it's be a new card, but it's still in the business. It's still at that location, yes.
Perfect. So is it the card ending in 2680 and it just has a new expiration, or is it a whole new number?
No, it's a whole new card.
Perfect. Okay, so let me update the whole thing, and I'm ready whenever you are.
Just 4741.
Okay.
6590.
Got it.
930.
Mm-hmm.
0598.
Read the third set of numbers again.
1930.
That was it. I didn't hear the 9 or the 1 because the phone cracked up. 1930 and then 0598, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then expiration?
Is 728-0728.
And then the code?
239.
239. Excellent. Okay, so let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. And then I just want to make sure that, okay, it worked. I got the green light, and also I made sure that your future billings are also grandfathered into that new rate. So moving forward, you'll stay at that 249,
okay? And that card is still on the top, right?
Yep, that card you just gave me erased the former one. So moving forward, okay, this new one will be on file, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a great rest of your week.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.